Governor Carney says his proposed budget will address a $385 million deficit and get spending in balance with tax revenues. In an attempt to outweigh the growing costs of education and healthcare in the state, the governor proposes several cuts. Carney suggests cutting state employee health care and Medicaid dental reimbursements, as well as trimming school district and charter school support. However, the governor also proposes fully funding Medicaid for those in need and setting aside money for new teachers. Carney wants to raise the corporate income tax, the cigarette tax, and the personal income tax. Some tax credits would be eliminated, and each income tax bracket would increase between 0.2 and 0.4%. Carney says some of those decisions he'd rather not make, but had no choice.
We got to make tough decisions. Look, if there's something in that package that you don't like and you want to take it out, you got to add something else. If you don't like one cut, you got to either add another cut in or you got to add revenue in. We could do it with all tax increases. That's not what I heard from the people, the constituents across the state that I represent and that we all represent a portion of them. We could do it with all cuts. I didn't hear that either. The key is a balanced approach with shared sacrifice, with the idea that the most important objective is longer-term, more robust economic growth.
His budget tries to address problems in the prison system, where there was a deadly hostage taking this year. He calls for increasing staff and salaries at correctional facilities. Some Democrats and Republicans in attendance say they're upset with some of the proposals to personal income tax, including Republican Senator Ernie Lopez.
Again, I think we were all aware that something would be coming down the pike. I didn't think it'd be that drastic.
This is the new governor's first budget. Now he has to negotiate with the legislature on how much of it will be left intact. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Zoe Reed, WHYY News.